because they've been through hard times. They taught us how to appreciate, even if you don't have anything, you know, just to appreciate life and be humble. So I think that's the main message of my parents from those times, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, life is never just great, and seeing through perspective of, even though it's not great, I'm still okay, it's much better than just focusing on expectations of having everything always.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, we have with us another Circle of Joy Award winner. She is currently on a 140-day streak of consistent gratitude journaling. And she has, of course, many interesting ideas and stories to share with us. Her name is Ola Gruska. She is originally from Poland, and I think she is the first Polish person that's on the Gratitude Podcast, so I'm really excited. And now she is in Nottingham, right?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So welcome to the Gratitude Podcast. Let us know a little bit more about you.
Hello. So as you introduced me as Ola, I'm Ola. And I live in Nottingham, which you said already. And I'm just enjoying life. I came here 6 years ago and with my family, and we all trying to spread positivity around the world. And hopefully we're making it. I mean, me? I hope so.
That's beautiful. So firstly, what I wanted to get into is how did you get started with gratitude journaling? What made you decide to start this long streak of writing in your gratitude journal?
It's quite interesting because I'm always into self-discovery and self-analyzing, but I downloaded the app quite a long time ago, I think a year ago. And I didn't use it for really long time. And then I think I started reading about gratitude, and it made me realize that I will never, ever be able to be in this happy place in my life. So I think happy place is when we start looking at the present and, you know, at this moment. So I think gratitude is the key to enter to that happy place, to be grateful for what we have. So then I looked at it again, and I looked at the content, and I really liked it. There are so many ideas that I've never thought of. Then I decided to get the full access. And now I'm enjoying questions, and I'm enjoying journalizing. And yeah, the community as well. So it actually made me into a habit. So like at the end of the day, if it passed the midnight, I will go on app or in the morning. But I always have this thought in my head that I need to finish generalizing. But sometimes there are days that I wouldn't finish it at all. I would just write some parts just to make sure I did something.
That's wonderful. I think this is actually one of the best things that this app can help us with, is actually creating this habit, because having this habit of looking for the things that we are grateful for is so powerful and so life-changing. And I'm sure that you've seen that in your own experience as well. And from this point of view, can you tell us a few differences that you've felt in your life between before starting this gratitude journey, and right now, after so many days of journaling every day?
I guess I can notice small things more than I used to, and just small beautiful things, even bubbles in the water, or maybe actually it makes me think I notice water much more than I used to. So rain or the sky, or even small acts of kindness between people, not necessarily involving me into it, because that would be very egoistic. But just, you know, if I see people smiling to each other, just those small things make me happy. And I think this is what this habit made me into. Just less worrying, but more receiving the information from around, and making it into a beautiful place, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know how the weather is there these days, but I think, especially in the UK, having a gratitude practice is so important, because since the weather isn't great a lot of the time, you have to have that inner sun that's shining. You know,
definitely. It's here, the weather changes all the time, so in one day you can have every kind of weather.
So
I try to remain in peace inside me, not depending on weather, but depending on my sunshine inside, as you said.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that's so powerful for us to just realize that it's possible for us to have that kind of attitude and that kind of power over how we react to the exterior, and the fact that we can choose to have this positive state in spite of the changing weather or the changing conditions that are outside of our control. But I also wanted to get into something else that I think can be really interesting. I don't know if you know this, but one of the books that I read that got me to actually start this podcast was A Man's Search for Meaning. Have you read this book?
I haven't read this book, but I think my brother, I gave it to my brother because I've heard of this book. I think it was about the man that did lost everything. It was in, was it in Germany? Or
Auschwitz.
I think, of course, yes. So that's when the link went. But yes, I've just heard a little bit of it, but please tell me.
Yeah, so it's the story of a man that has been to Auschwitz, and he was basically researching while he was there what made people continue even though their circumstances were really harsh, and who were the people that managed to survive. And one of the things that he has found was the fact that they had a meaning. They found meaning in their pain, in their situation, and also they were thinking about the people back home and the fact that after this would be over, they would be doing something that would matter. And I'm really curious. I know from history that it wasn't easy, especially for people in Poland in the world wars. And I'm curious if you have some, I don't know, some nuggets of wisdom from your parents or from your grandparents that have to do with gratitude, with appreciation, taking into consideration the experiences that they went through.
Maybe not that extreme as it was in Second World War, but Poland was occupied by communists when in 80s. So my parents experienced it, and it wasn't easy, and my childhood wasn't the greatest when it comes to money situation, financial situation, but my parents always had this positive mindset, and So they always try to make us into just appreciating what we have. And I could notice the differences where sometimes I didn't have things that my colleagues from school had. Sorry. And but then it made me to connect to other people more, not through the financial situations, through this through the vision of finances. So if you're more popular and you have more money, then I would like you, but through actions. And so I think they taught us, because they've been through hard times, they taught us how to appreciate, even if you don't have anything, you know, just to appreciate life and be humble. So I think that's the main message of my parents from those times, because it's, you know, life is never just great, and seeing through perspective of, even though it's not great, I'm still okay, it's much better than just focusing on expectations of having everything always, because that's illusion. So yeah.
I totally agree, and I think it's very interesting what they managed to teach you, and in spite of their situation. I'm very aware of this influence that the communist regime has on its people, and since I'm in Romania, and I think it's amazing that they were able to be positive and to find a way to inspire you. I think that's very powerful.
You know, a sad thing is many Polish people still live in that mentality. I don't know about Romania, but they, even if I go and visit home and I smile around the streets and to older people or someone, just to, you know, spread kindness, they will look at me like I want something crazy or something is wrong with me, which is sad, because I just want to smile just for the sake of smiling. And I can see that there is so much suffer still in their minds, which is very, very sad. But, you know, I chose my country probably. But I'm not responsible for it, so I can't change anybody.
Yeah, that's true. It's like we were saying about the weather. We can control the things that are happening inside of us, and we can choose to have a different kind of attitude and be a sunshine for other people and for ourselves as well. And from there on, it's their responsibility if they want to receive those rays of sunshine, or if they just want to stay in their own state. So yeah, I think so too, and I think it's great that that you are able to bring this kindness and positivity when you go back. So let us know a little bit about the things that you appreciate. For instance, if you have like some things that are very different where you are right now compared to back home, and like what are some things that people from the UK might not appreciate as much or might not see as something they could appreciate that you could maybe inspire them to appreciate?
I think it's definitely this mentality that we talked about. So I've noticed in UK, there are people take things for granted. For example, relationships with other people, and or money situations or anything, which is okay. I can understand that, because you know, if somebody wasn't going through a hard time in the past, then it's hard to experience something, you know, it's hard to understand others. But I think, just trying to have more compassion to each other. But what I mean by that is to look at other people from more depth, to try to understand their intentions. So in England, what I've noticed, everybody's super, it's positive and smiling and everything. But there, sometimes I don't feel that it's real. I feel it's kind of played. And this is what I didn't feel in Poland. So if they smile to me, if they would smile to me in Poland, I would know that this is the real smile. In here, it's everything, this customer service is really acted. So I think that's going through a very personal understanding of itself. So when I do like my self-discovery, I want to make sure if I'm kind to somebody, I'm not just kind to have something I'm not just kind to somebody to expect them to give me something back, but it makes me happy to spread positivity to people, and they will do whatever they want to do with it. So I feel like I've met many people that aren't connected to their own feelings, like I'd say fundamentally connected to their meaning inside. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy, but I think it's much better when you understand where you're coming from you're within yourself, to then be able to express yourself through the world, because then you feel that if somebody tells you something, it means it's real. I don't know if you get me on that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, for instance, it's one of the things that I love to speak about. When we say thank you, to actually mean it, to actually feel it, not just to say it because we are good citizens and it's really necessary somehow to say thank you, but to actually feel it, to actually experience it, to actually think about the fact that someone did something for you and you really appreciate that, even that small gesture. And I think that's one example of how this is different. When you just say thank you, or when you just really say thank you and you really appreciate it. Yeah.
And you know, some people won't notice the difference. I really like reading people and you know, observing them from, because it's just interesting for me. And when somebody means something, then you can see in them is something nonverbal, that they will have this maybe energy, maybe, you know, however anybody would like to call it, but you can feel that they mean what they say instead of just saying it. So, you know, exactly. Or something.
Yeah, and I think this is a great feedback for our listeners as well. Like, when you choose to actually feel the gratitude and you express it, it's people feel it, people sense the difference, and I'm sure that you can feel it too if you think about it, like if you know if that's something true or not. And I think that's very important, and it makes for a much more full experience and more profound experience of gratitude rather than just saying the words. But I also wanted to get to something else that I think it's really interesting. How do you manage to keep on with this habit? Like, was it an effort for you in the beginning to write things down every day? And when did it become a habit, something that you do as second nature?
Okay, so it's funny, but when I was posting some things on the app, I could see people that had those high, very, very high scores. And there were people that had 200-day streak or I think there is one person that has 800 days strike. And I was like, wow, wow, wow. I want to be able to do that as well. So, you know, to be able to be grateful and make it as a habit, you know, doing this for 800 days, that's amazing. So I think they inspired me to keep up. And because I can see different things, and then when I sometimes think, when I'm doing this self-discovery, I'm just thinking, where is that happy place? Because I don't think it exists. It's just our attitude. So I think when I'm practicing gratitude, this is where I'm going into it. So, you know, so those people inspired me to do those things, but then it just became very natural just to have a look and, you know, check in with yourself with the day. And so, yeah, so it was very funny because I compared myself. Not, I didn't compare myself. I just got inspired by those people. And I hope I will inspire myself one day when I have more than what I have now.
Well, I think so, yeah. You already are inspiring people. And I'm sure that for many of our listeners, what you managed to do these 140 days are something amazing, and maybe they didn't even think that it's possible, you know. And I think this is the beautiful thing about being an example for other people and doing something amazing. It's this modeling that we can choose people to follow and to see as models, as people that are able to do something, you feel a certain similarity with them, and you think that if he or she was able to do that, why not me?
Yeah.
And I could do this thing as well. And yeah, I think this is very important, because we have this already in our society. Like, we have, for instance, music videos that have all kinds of role models and all kinds of values that are transmitted through them, or on the news, again, mm-hmm. all kinds of people that one way or another are role models. But I don't think that they are always positive role models. And I think that we need more positive role models and positive directions for our life. And it's harder usually for things that are not on the surface, like, I don't know, money or cars or looks or things that are really easy to see, to actually get to people and to get them to choose those things as things to follow and to things to go forward to. And definitely. I think that it's amazing that you chose people that had more profound values and had more profound ideals and were actually doing the work. And I'm sure that many of our listeners will think about this as well, that they can choose someone like you that was able to do this for so many days. And I'm sure that the changes in your life were pretty amazing. Could you maybe just share a few stories about this for our listeners?
Yes. Before I would share any story, I had this idea when I got the message about this winning on the circle joy. You know, I was thinking of this happy place, and as you mentioned, some there are celebrities that we take it for as role models. And I think they show usually such a perfect life, you know, very happy and very, you know, the best clothes and best cars and best everything. but we don't know what's in the middle of the, sorry, not what's between of this, those of arguments and struggles in life. So I think mass media wants us to be in this mode where we have to be extremely happy all the time because this is what they are like. But that's so, it's really, really false, because life isn't always happy and it's upside down, it's up and down sometimes. And to, I think gratitude makes you see the good even if something is bad. So sometimes you have bad situation and you think it's really bad for you, but then if you're thinking from different perspective, maybe this is the sign of the universe, of life, or for you to change, or for you to appreciate something that you would never think of. So I think gratitude is generally great. But about stories, it's everyday life. I really, really like the ideas of being about relationships with other people. So I prioritized my family as my top priority, because they always with me, and I want to share happiness with people that matter to me the most. So I started noticing more positives in them and you know, giving some more love to them, and also to strangers. I work in hospitality, so it's amazing skill to be able to make other people happy and to see their smile. And so yeah, I think it's just exchange. If you make other people smile and make them grateful for the time that they have, they will make your life more happy as well.
Definitely.
So yeah.
I actually have been on the receiving end of great service in hospitality and of not so great service in hospitality, and it really makes a big difference. Like, I don't know exactly the kind of business in which you work in, but for instance, at hotels or places where you sleep, it's not just about the space itself, but it's so much about the people and how they treat you, how you're able to communicate with them and how positive they are. And it makes such a big difference. Like, I've been in places that weren't so great, but the people were so amazing that like it was balancing or even a positive experience. And in places that were great, but the people weren't that great, and it was cold somehow, and it wasn't that much of a positive experience. So yeah, I think this is very important, and people can feel the gratitude and can see that we appreciate life, that we appreciate what we're doing as work. And I think it's awesome that you're on this journey and that there are people that have this opportunity to experience your city through your eyes of appreciation.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. So we're nearing the end of our time together, and I'm really grateful that you wanted and you were able to give us some of your time and to share with us some of your experiences with gratitude. And just thank you so much for your inspiration and for all your positive thoughts.
Thank you too. Thank you so much for inviting me.
My pleasure.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.